Tired of the price of everything going up these days? Groceries, rent, you name it. It's all going up. But not at Metro. They've got your back. Metro has lowered their prices and are giving you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. One line? Now 20% lower. Family plans? Also lowered. Oh, and you also get a free 5G phone. All with no ID required and no activation fees. Stop by your neighborhood Metro store, visit metrobytmobile.com, or call to find out about their amazing offers. Bring your number, not available if currently at T-Mobile or with Metro in the past 180 days. Guarantee covers monthly price of on-network talk, text, and 5G data for customers activating on an eligible plan. Exclusions apply. Details at metrobytmobile.com.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Granger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Watching any sport is a hell of a lot more exciting when you got a little something-something riding on the game. But what happens when the season is over? At my bookie, there is no off-season. NFL, NBA, Major League Baseball, NHL, boxing, heck, table tennis, MMA, and more. If they got it, you can bet it. If the games are being played, the line is on the board at MyBookie. Just remember, where you bet, though, is every bit as important, if not more so than what you're betting on. That's why I tell all my friends to go to MyBookie.ag. Oh, but my state just approved it. There's a big whatever, or these guys are in the market. Nah. Johnny Come Latelys. You want to trust them? Trust the bookie I've been working with for years, MyBookie. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does it matter? Oh, I don't know. Maybe a million reasons. Better lines, better payouts, less rules. You name it. Plus, you get a bonus with me at MyBookie.ag. Use promo code Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo. That's promo code Zabe. And get your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. You bet, you win, and most importantly, you get paid with mybookie.ag. This is the ZABE cast. From the mean streets of McLean, Virginia, to the Harvard of the West, UC Santa Barbara. You got 30 minutes for some honest conversation about sports, life, and more? Well, good. Buckle up and let's go.
Here we go!
Hello?
Hello, Andy Poland. How are you, my friend?
I'm good. I'm watching Doris Burke and Mike Breen and whoever this guy is.
Whoever this guy is. Are you that out of touch, Andy?
No, that's, what's his name? Played with a bunch of teams. He's random NBA guy.
Oh, Richard Jefferson.
That's the guy, yeah.
Hey, he's not random to Mrs. and Mr. Jefferson. That's their pride and joy. You put some respect on his name, Andy.
Yes, sir.
All right, today on the show, Andy, how did you get here? El Pato is back. Corn season. Knicks back from the brink. Free Halliburton. Travis gets married. The NFL's readying for war. Adulting is hard. I got a lot of topics here. Might have to cut some of these out. LeBron's fishy all-NBA honors. Greatest sports photo ever?
Oh, yeah.
Dude, I already had one of those, and Danica piles on. Let's get cracking. Cut one. Andy, how did you get here? You went to a golf tournament over the weekend. Do tell.
I did. In fact, I took my daughter and her husband and my two grandchildren, and we went to Congressional to watch the Senior PGA Championship on Saturday, and we had a wonderful time.
Whose idea was this?
This was mine, Grandy's idea.
Get out!
Yeah.
Did you know it was golf, one of your least favorite sports when Tiger Woods is not involved?
No, I like to watch golf. I don't play golf. And my son-in-law actually plays golf and plays reasonably regularly. You know how it is when you have two young kids. But right. he, do, he does play on a couple of weekends a month, I guess, in the warmer months. And, you know, he and my daughter have gone to some golf events. They like to watch golf. So I thought it'd be cool. We'd go. And yeah, we got, you know, a soon-to-be three-year-old and a soon-to-be five-month-old. You know, that's not the easiest group so to travel with.
They were dragged along, the five-month-old and the three-year-old.
Yeah, well, the five-month-old, I don't know how much he absorbed from it. But my granddaughter, she thought it was pretty cool. And they had food trucks there. So that was good. And at that age, they eat lots of snacks, too. So fueled by carbohydrates and sugar, she did fine.
Well, that's great. I love the fact that your daughter, Samantha, brought the kids. Because you could have easily dumped them at someone's house, being that Congressional's not far away. I mean, you chose, you know, Samantha and her husband chose to bring two little ones to something they were not going to get much out of.
Yeah, but my granddaughter really liked riding the shuttle bus from Montgomery Mall. She thought that was cool. So there was something in it for him.
Well, good. And did you watch any of the golf? By the way, to walk around Congressional is quite the hike. It's a very challenging layout of hills and valleys and everything else. How far into the course did you guys go?
Oh, no. We pretty much parked on a hill next to the food trucks on 10.
Okay.
And walked around a little bit. But no, you can't mobilize a group that age range and go from hole to hole. But, you know, caught glimpses of various golfers. Saw Ernie Els tee off. Colin Montgomery is older, fatter, and grayer.
He's such a fat shamer. I've seen photos of Monty lately that has him looking a bit leaner than ever. Could be because he's on the Ozempic. We don't know.
Yeah, he didn't look too lean to me, but anyway.
Well, he's always going to look frumpy. He's never going to have a six-pack of abs.
Yeah,
So the winner, which is cut two, is El Pato is back. Angel Cabrera is right now authoring one of the great stories in not just golf, but in sports. 30 months in the can in Argentina for sexual assault, and he's only been out less than a year, and he is tearing up the golf world.
Yeah, I mean, how much golf do you get to play in the clink?
That was what everyone was asking. Like, you can't be practicing in the joint unless they gave him special privileges, like a hitting station or a hitting screen where it's like, shh, boom. Oh, looks like Angel's practicing again. Shh, boom. Damn it, I can't get any sleep. Shh, boom.
He made an unfortunate remark, I think, when he won, you know, saying
what'd he say?
Good to be back after all I've been through. He has been apologetic.
Oh, come on, Andy.
He's been apologetic for what he did. He was convicted of abusing two women and did serve separate jail sentences in two different countries, as far as I know.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. But you know, that's kind of, I know his English is not.
So he's not allowed to say after all I've been through, it can't be anything about him. It's always victims.
I think it's not good phrasing to say what he has been through because we think of what he did to those two women.
Well, yeah, but I mean, this is his story. He's paid his debt to society.
He has.
And he is doing what he is really good at, and he's, by the way, second major in 6 days. The senior PGA Tour needs to get its majors in order. You can't have two of them literally back to back. That makes one of those two majors the BC Open from Endicott, New York. So space them out or stop calling them all majors. Okay.
They need to fit them in a way that they get a little bit more attention. On a beautiful day on Saturday, the crowds were pretty sparse, and I watched some on Sunday as well. It didn't look like there were a lot of people out there.
Oh, no. So, and it's unfortunate because all these guys are the guys that you and I watched intently, our age group, and now they're seniors, 50 and above. So with the weather that was in the DMV, my God, Andy. You know me and my thing with the weather in this area.
I know.
I've said it's the worst of every season worst weather anywhere in the country because we get the worst of all four. That said, these were California days this weekend, right?
Yeah, it was a little breezy, but
you would find something to be nitpicky about.
Well, I'm just saying we had little kids there that we had to bundle up a little bit, but it was no humidity, which was nice, and gorgeous sunshine. So
glorious.
Yes, it was great. Yeah,
it was glorious stuff. Okay, cut three, corn season. So I had my first white sweet corn tonight for dinner, and I can't begin to tell you how much I love the return of corn season. Now, I could have had white corn, sweet corn, imported from Florida, Louisiana, wherever else they grow it down south earlier in the season. I just don't usually start eating it until Memorial Day. So it's a summer thing for me. I have a thing where I lather it up with butter, of course. And then instead of salt and pepper, I use a crab spice.
Yes.
Lightly sprinkle. Oh, oh, yeah. Andy.
Yeah.
Nothing better.
Yeah. My daughter turned me on to that. Yeah. Really? We've been doing that for a long time. Sure. Yeah. Old Bay. Absolutely.
How many ears of corn do you think you'll eat this summer? My over under on the Vegas books is currently at 57 and a half for the summer.
Ooh. I don't think I'll eat that many, but you know I go to Vermont every year.
Oh, yeah.
The corn there is fabulous, but it's not usually available until late July. I'm surprised you're able to get it this early.
Well, I got it at the supermarket, Andy. I didn't get it at a local stand. You know they're not growing it here. It's if they say if the corn is as high as an elephant's eye by the 4th of July, then you're good to go.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. We're a long ways from the 4th of July yet. So
yeah, so this is imported corn.
Yes, it is, but still very, very delicious. So we'll have to share one. All right, let's get to the basketball. The Knicks back from the brink. I was dead ass wrong on Twitter when the Pacers went up 20 late second quarter, up 2-0. And I said, and that's the series, and included a GIF of one Bart Simpson with a cake that said, at least you tried. I was dead wrong. And of course, the Knicks made a huge comeback in part because Karl Anthony Towns was unfrickin' stoppable in the second half. But at least I wasn't as wrong as Charles Barkley. And Barkley gets paid $20 million to be more than just the guy on the couch going, this game is over. They're going to get run out of the gym. This is at halftime Barkley declared the Knicks dead. What happened?
What happened?
Yeah, what happened? How'd the Knicks come back?
They came back because, as you said, Karl Anthony Towns went to town. Plus, they only scored 20 points in the fourth quarter. Towns scored as many points as the Pacers did.
Yeah, they played phenomenal defense. One of the big storylines was that, you know, Tibbs finally let some bench guys get in there and do what they can do. McBride was a big guy that contributed off the bench. And I believe Kenny the Jet had a great line on TNT. He said, Thibodeau wouldn't play nine guys if he was a baseball manager. Right.
Well, in the playoffs, you generally shorten your bench. But, you know, they had foul trouble that they were dealing with, too. So he was sort of forced to play those guys.
Yeah. It's ironic that they made their surge with the bulk of it with Brunson on the bench.
Exactly. Yeah. Although when it came time for closing, he was the closer.
Yeah, absolutely so. So with a win over Indiana, the Knicks are now the first team in the play-by-play era. That's 97 to 98. I don't know why they call it the play-by-play era. Did they not track play-by-play as a stat prior to 97?
I don't know. They didn't keep track of sacks in the NFL till 1982, so who knows?
Right. That's wild. I got to check that out. So they call it the play-by-play era. This is straight from NBA Communications. And it says that the first team to achieve 3 20-point victories in a single playoff run. And
all the road.
Three were on the road.
Right, right. Yeah, I mean, but that's what the three-point shot does, too. There are more of those big comebacks.
True.
Because of that. You know, usually in the old days, if you're up 20, it's over. But look, you know, as far as what Barkley said at the half, that's what he gets paid to do. You know, you don't want a guy you know, saying, well, let's see how it all plays out. You never know what could happen.
Well, you know? Why don't you say, look, 13 is a big number, but it's not nearly too big to overcome. Here's what I'd like to see the Knicks do. Point A, point B, and a splash of C.
Yeah. Well,
also, I can say this game's over from the couch for way less than $20 million. I'll do it for $1
million. Right. But Barkley's the guy who tells people, I don't like to work that much. So maybe he's licking his chops at a sweep and he can be off for the rest of the summer.
Oh, my God. Okay. Whatever. It also didn't hurt the Knicks that the Pacers glue guy, Nesmith, went out with an ankle injury, came back, wasn't quite his full self, but they really missed his cohesiveness for a good stretch of that second half. Nobody seemed to want to take big shots. Halliburton shriveled this game when it came down to it, didn't really make any big shots himself. And there was one defensive possession. I mean, the Knicks played like demons on defense, where OG Anunoby locked up Nesmith as the shot clock almost expired, just blocked his shit down on the post. It was straight up raw dog, street ball, man-on-man basketball, and the Knicks delivered. So if they come back to win this series, I can assure you, Andy, the Knicks fans and all the front runners and the bandwagoners are going to be insufferable, aren't they?
Oh, yeah. But sports radio in New York?
Oh, it's buzzing.
But would have been delicious if they would have lost game three, because then you'd have, you know, 48 hours.
Okay, good question for you, Andy, because you started your career on WFAN, the OG sports radio station in New York. If you were on the air right now in New York with a regular show, would you have been quietly rooting for them to fall down 3-0 for the sake of better short-term radio?
No, I don't think so, because I've learned over the years that continual losing is not good. You got to have some winning in there. So I would have been rooting for this. But this, you know, this is the game. If they lose the next game, then you're back to, okay, it's over.
A lot of people think, and they would say this to us when the Redskins were so awful year after year, they'd think, boy, this must be good for you guys, because there's a lot of fans really riled up about how bad the team is. Mm-hmm. And they didn't really get it that bad is not good for very long. Bad just stays bad, and then people say, call me when they win 9 games. And that might be years, you know?
Look at Boston radio. When the Patriots were winning all those Super Bowls and the Red Sox won 3 World Series and the Celtics won a championship, their ratings were through the roof. People like to talk and listen about winners, not losers.
Yeah. When the teams are good, we didn't really have that during our run.
Nope.
An afternoon drive. When the teams are good, you run around, you tip your cap off, and you put it upside down. You catch the ratings bonuses as they fall from the sky.
Yeah, and what you talk about is, well, they're really good, but something could happen. They could trip up, you know?
You know, I was listening to Philly sports radio after the Eagles won the Super Bowl.
They hate prosperity. They hate it.
Oh, the topics I heard some of the hosts bring up made me go, are you really serious saying this? They're talking about what Howie Roseman's legacy is going to be if he doesn't win another Super Bowl.
Yeah. They don't like success. No. Yeah.
All right. Free Halliburton. Tyrese Halliburton's father, John, who got banned from his son's games because he ran on the court, taunted Giannis after their comeback win to close out the series with a towel with his son's face on it, has now been given permission to attend Tuesday night's pivotal game 4, but only up in a suite. To this, I say, boo.
Really?
Yes. Ban that motherfucker. I mean, he is not a player or a coach. He went out on the court to agitate another player and another superstar who handled it beautifully. One-year ban, no exceptions, no special treatment.
Well, you know, you have kids.
He's going soft.
But it's his kid, and he's going to be in a suite. The big thing is you keep him off the floor. You know, that was a bad part of it. And he apologized, and Therese said that he shouldn't have done it. So I think it was handled pretty well.
So just apologize, and then no consequences for you. A fan runs on the court and he apologizes, you're going to let him back into the arena?
In a suite, not on the court. I don't know why he had a court. He had the ability to get on the court anyway. The fathers and sons don't belong there anyway.
Well, what if a fan runs on the court and he apologizes, going, I got carried away.
Well,
I'm sorry. Do you let him back in?
He had a pass to get on the court.
He didn't. Halliburton's dad?
Then he was recognized. It's not like some fan jumped out of the stands.
Or permitted or had a pass. He just wasn't prohibited by the guards, or they missed him because it happened.
Or they knew
so
who
quick.
He was. Or they knew he was Halliburton's dad.
All right. You don't know what a jackwagon this guy really is. If you did,
What he did was stupid. It was dumb. Okay. But he apologized, and his kid said he made a mistake, shouldn't have done it.
Yeah.
So I don't know what else he can do.
Keep him banned for at least a year.
From the court. He is. He's
no, from
he's
the arena.
The suite. Well, I don't know if you need to go that far. I really don't.
You know what, Andy? You being a grandfather has softened you.
And
that's not a bad thing per se. Just in this particular case, I needed the old Andy back.
The
hammer of justice, Andy.
If the guy continued to be a schmuck about it, I would say so. But he did apologize, and his son said he shouldn't have done it. So I'm okay with it.
Watching any sport is a hell of a lot more exciting when you got a little something-something riding on the game. But what happens when the season is over? At my bookie, there is no off-season. NFL, NBA, Major League Baseball, NHL, boxing, heck, table tennis, MMA, and more. If they got it, you can bet it. If the games are being played, the line is on the board at my bookie. Just remember, where you bet, though, is every bit as important, if not more so than what you're betting on. That's why I tell all my friends to go to mybookie.ag. Oh, but my state just approved it. There's a big whatever, or these guys are in the market. Nah, Johnny come latelys. You want to trust them? Trust the bookie I've been working with for years, mybookie. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does it matter? Oh, I don't know. Maybe a million reasons. Better lines, better payouts, less rules. You name it. Plus, you get a bonus with me at MyBookie.ag. Use promo code Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo. That's promo code Zabe. And get your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code Zabe to claim the offer. You bet, you win, and most importantly, you get paid with mybookie.ag. The drive to basketball championships, the grind of raising the cup in hockey. From the court to the ice, today's elite athletes know success depends on having the right team behind them. Same goes for protecting your family's financial future. SelectQuote's licensed agents are your all-star team for finding customized, affordable life insurance that scores big on coverage and savings. SelectQuote has nearly 40 years of experience helping 2 million customers find over $700 billion in coverage. Other brokers offer one-size-fits-all policies that might cost more and cover less. SelectQuote's agents work for you to tailor the right policy in just 15 minutes. Worried about health conditions? SelectQuote partners with carriers covering high blood pressure, diabetes, and even heart disease. No major health issues, get same-day coverage with no medical exam. Get the right life insurance for you for less at SelectQuote.com/Zabe. That's SelectQuote.com/Zabe today to get started. SelectQuote.com/Charlie Zulu Alpha Bravo Echo. SelectQuote, they shop. You save. You know, one of the things I love most about Indeed is that it makes hiring so fast. In the minute I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. If you are overwhelmed by the hiring process or you've been struggling to get your job post seen, listen up. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. Your post jumps right to the top of the page for relevant candidates, so you reach exactly who you want faster. And it makes a huge difference, according to Indeed data. Sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. There's no need to wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this podcast will get $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Zabe. Go to Indeed.com/Zabe right now and support the podcast by saying you heard about it right here on this pod. Indeed.com/Charlie Zulu Alpha Bravo Echo. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring, Indeed, is all you need.
A healthy life starts with great sleep. Wake refreshed with Avocado's GOTS certified organic green mattress, delivering breathable, back-loving support, natural materials from Avocado's own sustainable wool and latex farms, easy financing, a one-year sleep trial, and deep, restorative slumbers. Organic sleep awaits at avocadomattress.com.
Well, that brings us to the next one. Travis Hunter gets married.
I saw that.
Okay. So he gets married to his kind of one and only girlfriend he's ever had, because he's a bit of a nerd, despite being such a great football player. The same girlfriend that went, because he didn't drink, Travis Hunter, in high school and then later in college. But in high school, this girl, he would drive her to parties and she would go in and drink as he stayed out in the car and waited for her. There was also a story that highlighted some other things that made a lot of people say, bro, this girl ain't it. She is the epitome of a gold digger. Well, not only did he get married without a prenup, according to reports, he gifted her a $200,000 Mercedes-Benz G-Wagon.
I saw that. Yeah.
Bro.
Yeah. That's kind of an odd wedding ceremony. I've been to a variety of weddings. I've never seen that. Although, I was once at a Greek wedding, and there's a tradition where they throw a lot of money on the floor.
Yeah.
And that eventually gets swept up and given to the bride and groom.
Well, if you threw money on the floor with this one, that hood rat wife would have been down there scooping it up, stuffing it in her bra. I want the best for him, but man, it's not a good idea to gift a known gold digger $200,000 vehicle. We'll be watching this one closely, but good luck to Travis Hunter. He got married. Not so good luck, though, for his father. A judge has denied a request to lighten his dad's criminal sentence to help him with his football career. Hunter Sr.'s lawyer argued that Travis would employ his dad, give him stable housing, and provide him with a stable environment. He's in jail right now because police found drugs, pistol, and a loaded magazine upon searching his car back in 2023. The judge said, sounds like special treatment to me.
Yeah. I will say, though, his son seems to be exemplary, right? Doesn't drink, you know?
No,
I don't know.
Son's done great. Yeah, dad needs to be tightened up just a bit. So let me ask now, soft Grandpa Andy, are you on the side of the judge in this one, or if Travis Hunter's dad apologized, should he be let out of jail?
No. The combination of drugs and guns scares me. Okay. So I'd like to see that one served out.
You know, it's a tough one because on the one hand, there are, you know, criminals being let out of jail all the time for flimsy reasons. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if he is integral in helping his son, you know, learn football, play football, then yeah, that would be a great spot for him if he's truly rehabilitated. But I don't know the underlying crimes for which he's actually in jail for, so not sure how serious it is.
Right.
Okay, next up, the Shield is readying for war. So the next CBA with the players comes up when, Andy? Do you know?
I thought it was a 10-year deal. So we're
in
looking
2011? We're past 20, that, though.
Yeah.
So no, they renewed it again. So it's probably 4 years, maybe?
No, I thought they could open it in 2019, which is when the television money is probably going to double.
Oh.
So I thought it went to 2031.
The CBA can be opened for renegotiation starting in 2030.
Okay.
So here's the story. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell said the owners had a lengthy discussion at the league meetings about the salary cap and how well it's working and whether teams are operating within its intended spirit and what changes might be needed in the next round of collective bargaining. The greedy league is already eyeing more money. What is this spirit of the cap? There is no fucking spirit. It's black and white. It's numbers. It's spreadsheets. Here are the rules. If teams want to play it one way, then good for them. See how it works out. If they want to play it another way, fine. This spirit of the cap reminds me of when the Redskins got dinged in the capless year. Remember?
Oh, yeah.
When they tried to bury the bad contracts of Haynesworth and D'Angelo Hall, and they were told, no, no, no. Even though there's no cap this year, we weren't supposed to use it to dump bad contracts.
Yeah, and you know who was the head of the committee on that? John Mara.
Yeah.
The Giants.
Oh, yes, exactly. Trust me, I remember.
Yeah, so that's part of that. Yeah, you know, it seems to me it's going in favor of the owners anyway right now. How few guys get second contracts? The quarterbacks get insane money, but everybody else, you know, doesn't seem to get that second deal.
Well, that's why the story caught my eye, is that it's a joke how good it's going for the owners right now. Mm-hmm. And yet now they're still like, I don't know, man. Maybe we can claw back even more of this rapidly expanding pie from the players. It's not encouraging to me, Andy, 5 years out, to hear the league is already saying, oh, you're going to eat that? You're going to have that slice right there?
Well, that's why they pay Roger Goodell $60 million a year. And they have the advantage. The other leagues don't have this advantage, but they have the advantage of no matter who they put on the field, people are going to watch it. And the stars retire, stars get hurt, doesn't matter. And they know that. So they're going to stick it to the players. And they know the players are going to cave because they have short careers.
How is the NFL right now to you? Better than ever?
Yeah, I watch
ways,
a lot of it.
Yeah.
I mean, there's so much of it. And not just the regular season, but all the off-season stuff, the draft, the combine. I mean, it's in your face pretty much 11 months of the year.
How do you feel about fans who claim to say, I don't watch anymore, or I'm not going to watch this because of reasons X, Y, and Z?
The numbers don't bear that out.
And, they're full of shit, aren't they?
And remember the years, this is funny, because there were years where we'd do shows on, oh, I'm going to my such and such for Thanksgiving, and they don't let us watch football. There isn't a household in America where football is banned on Thanksgiving anymore. And if there is...
Hello.
All right, you there?
Yeah, but where'd you have a power outage?
I, like a dummy, I'm running this interview through my laptop and my Rode Connect system, and I saw my laptop was showing low power, because I don't have it plugged in, but I thought I had enough juice to get through, and I deftly went to go plug it in. I thought I had plugged it in, and then it just shit the bed, and I'm thinking now, has it saved our recordings? And the laptop comes back on, and somehow the Rode Connect software is still working.
How about that?
if this actually works, if it picks up where it crashed out, and StreamYard is also doing the same, I will be shocked. So please say a little prayer that this is not all lost. Okay. Okay. All right, let's end on this. LeBron James makes third team All-NBA, sends out a tweet saying, let me get the exact tweet. It was like low-key shocked but excited, low-key geeked or something like that about making third team All-NBA. Now, he played 70 games this year, which is impressive for a 40-year-old. Said he was going to play all 82. He did not, but was minus 54. With a team that was 50-32. Now, in my whole lifetime, plus minus for NBA players has never been a debatable point for the most part. Have you ever gotten into plus minus debates?
No, I'm not a stats guy.
Okay. The thing, though, is when you look at everyone, every player on all three all-NBA teams, mm-hmm. every one of them is plus on plus minus by a huge margin, like 200, sometimes 300 points for the season. For those that don't know, plus minus is simply when you're on the court, what does your team score versus the other team? And they track it down to the minute that you're on the court. So LeBron James was the only guy with a negative number, and it was the only guy with a negative number by a wide margin. Everyone else is at least 100 in the plus category. So it seems kind of fishy. Is LeBron still worthy of being third-team All-NBA?
Based on what the people on the air say, because they talk about LeBron 24 hours a day. So, you know,
I'm not saying that. I'm saying from a pure basketball standpoint.
Yeah, but you know what? I don't also find much interest in these all-NBA teams either. Do you?
Well, no, I don't really, but here's the thing. By making those teams, you unlock a treasure trove of potential contract riches. Like SGA is now going to be a $70 million player because he won MVP, and also he would have been all-NBA. In fact, he was first-team all-NBA.
Isn't that insanity? Yeah. $70 million.
I know. And he didn't do shit in them getting killed by 40 the other night in Game 3. Game 4 about to tip still, right now.
Still up 2-1. But I remember when Glenn Big Dog Robinson was coming out of Purdue in 1994, and he was the number one pick of the draft by, was it Minnesota?
The Milwaukee Bucks.
Milwaukee Bucks, right. And Herb Cole owned the team then. And he there was no rookie salary cap. And Big Dog said, I want $100 million. And Cole said, I'll tell you what, you give me $100 million, you can have the team. So
I'm going to look it up right now, Andy. That's a great anecdote. I believe it was 60 only. I believe he only wanted $60 million, and the team wasn't even valued at $60 million back then.
Maybe not, but $100 million sticks out of my mind. It might have been, you know, what he asked for. It's not what he got.
You're right. It might be. One text to my buddy Armin Sarian, he would know exactly what that number is. But, yeah, Herb Cole being very much like your cousin, Abe Pohlman, mm-hmm. old school owner, philanthropist, a community guy. Obviously very successful as a senator, but not super rich. Like the notion of paying him that much money, he was like, are you kidding me? They ended up, maybe they settled for 60. Maybe he wanted 100, he got 60 million.
Yeah. I think that's pretty much the way it went. But the quote that he had was, you give me 100, I'll give you the team.
Right, exactly. All right, and I lied. This is the last thing we'll end on today here, and that is it the greatest sports photo of all time, 60 years ago?
Yes, 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 and yes.
Okay. Hold Neil that thought. 60 years ago yesterday, May 25th, 1965, the great Neil Leifer took the photo of Muhammad Ali standing over Sonny Liston as he had knocked him down in 1 minute and 44 seconds into their title bout in Lewiston, Maine. Many consider it the best sports photo ever taken, says Adam Schefter. There's more to it, though, from Darren Revell, in that part of the reason that you don't know more about this is that that fight was held in a half-empty arena mm-hmm. in Lewiston, Maine, and the photo was taken by the Sports Illustrated B photog. The A photog is on the other side of the ring, just by happenstance. You can see his face and his camera right through Ali's legs. And one of the reasons why he's making that pose is apparently Liston went down so quickly and so easily that it was controversial, thinking that he had taken a dive. And there's apparently some mob connections that are all over this fight as well. And so the moment that Ali made that pose, that roar with the fist pump across his chest, he might have been screaming at Liston saying, get up, you bum. And not just celebrating knocking him out.
Yeah, that's been reported in the past.
And, I didn't know it.
Yeah, because the mob supposedly got to Sonny and told them to take a dive. Also, if you see the film of that, the hand across the chest is a blink of the eye. I mean, it's a millisecond.
Right.
So he caught that at the absolute right point. He was on the correct side of the ring, you know, lucky in that regard. But, you know, Neil Leifer's life's work speaks for itself. He's taken some incredible photos
right.
over
yeah.
the years. Going back to when he was a kid. You know how he got started taking pictures? This is cool. Back at Yankee Stadium, when, like, the Giants, the football Giants, they shared it with the Yankees when they would play, they would bring in, like, military veterans or people in wheelchairs and have them sit on the sidelines because you couldn't get them up in the stands. So he would volunteer to help people get into the stadium when he was like a teenager. And then he would stay with his camera and take pictures. And, you know, that led him to a legendary career.
Yeah. And by the way, so, you know, you're right. I did see the quick, not even video, the film of mm-hmm. the fight. So this, you know, we're talking prehistoric times, 1965. Grainy black and white footage, but you're right. The motion by Ali is lightning quick, as he was right. known for. Float like right. a butterfly, sting like a what?
Like a bee. Yeah.
Like and a now, bee. So he makes this quick motion, and Leifer caught it. This was also in the days where the cameras they used, you didn't know if you got the shot until you got into the dark room afterwards, and you couldn't squeeze off more than maybe one frame per second, whereas now these guys just mash the burst button on their super sophisticated DSLRs and they can catch all kinds of images.
Right. Yeah, no, and you're exactly right. I mean, you had to get it at the exact moment. You had to have the framing. I mean, it's you could say it's luck that he was on that side of the ring and he was shooting, you know, at the right time, but reality is it's a lot harder than you think. And you know, even if you look at like family photos from that period of time versus what you get on your iPhone now, there's no comparison. The technology was prehistoric compared to the way it is now.
Yeah. Well, you know what they say about luck, Andy? It's when preparation meets opportunity.
Absolutely. And so, and he did that time and time again in his career.
That's good stuff. Once again, people, don't challenge Andy's recollection of historical facts. Even though he didn't know it was the Bucks that had drafted Big Dog, he was absolutely right about the $100 million. His agent was asking for $100. He held out a training camp. They eventually agreed to a 10-year, $68 million deal, which was still the richest rookie contract in the NBA at the time.
$6.8 million. How quaint.
Next year, or in a couple of years when the new contract kicks in for SGA, he'll be $1 million a game, man. $1 million. Here you go.
And I'm wondering, Jaden Daniels, if he continues like this, will he be the first $100 million a year quarterback?
Whoa. Listen, listen to Andy Pollin getting way out over his skis.
The salary cap is going to double, probably, right? If the revenue from TV doubles.
Oh, it's gonna.
So it's going to go up. That's the one player you have to pay. The rest are pretty much interchangeable. If it's 65 for Dak now, what's it going to be when he's eligible for free agency?
Do you not believe at all in jinxes or karma or angering the sports gods by speaking in such plain and bold language? My God. Given the fact that the what yard line is it at FedEx Field is haunted with the knees of RG3 and Alex Smith and somebody else, you don't want to be talking big like this. Let's keep the kid healthy and upright, okay?
I just said, is it possible? I didn't say he will. I'm just saying the way the money is going, that $100 million a year quarterback is not going to be out of the question.
The gods don't do nuance, Andy. They just hear you getting way out ahead of yourself is all I'm saying.
Well, okay, fine. If that's the way you want to be, if you want to rain on our parade.
I just asked if you believe in karma or jinxes, and the answer is resounding no. You don't believe in that stuff.
No.
All right. Andy, as always, a great run. Thank you, my friend. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, Dave. Take care.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Craftsman Days are here at Lowe's with big savings on the tools you need. Save $100 on the Craftsman V20 6-Tool Power Tool Combo Kit, now at $199. No matter what the project is, Craftsman's high-quality, high-performance products empower you to build on. Stop by your nearest Lowe's store and check out the full line of Craftsman tools today. Valid through 6/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Watching any sport is a hell of a lot more exciting when you got a little something-something riding on the game. But what happens when the season is over? At my bookie, there is no off-season. NFL, NBA, Major League Baseball, NHL, boxing, heck, table tennis, MMA, and more. If they got it, you can bet it. If the games are being played, the line is on the board at my bookie. Just remember, where you bet, though, is every bit as important, if not more so than what you're betting on. That's why I tell all my friends to go to mybookie.ag. Oh, but my state just approved it. There's a big whatever, or these guys are in the market. Nah, Johnny come latelys. You want to trust them? Trust the bookie I've been working with for years, MyBookie. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does it matter? Oh, I don't know. Maybe a million reasons. Better lines, better payouts, less rules. You name it. Plus, you get a bonus with me at mybookie.ag. Use promo code Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo. That's promo code Zabe. And get your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code Zabe to claim the offer. You bet, you win, and most importantly, you get paid with mybookie.ag.